Our next public hearing is ordinance amendment relating to wind turbine and windmills.
Yes, this is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County by amending Article 1 for Articles 1, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 11, 11A, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 25, and also Article 26, relating to wind turbines and windmills in Sussex County. If anybody needs a copy of the ordinance?
I do.
Well, Lawrence is handing this one down just as a brief overview. This is a result of some state legislation which limits the ability for, I guess, counties and municipalities to regulate windmills and wind turbines, basically prevents them going through the review and approval process. So what has been done in conjunction with all the county attorneys is to come up with a process that regulates them as permitted accessory uses. Just to highlight some of the high points on this real quick. Sort of breaks them down. It takes all the, I guess they were special use exceptions in all or most of the zoning districts before. It eliminates that. So it takes them out of the Board of Adjustments purview, makes them essentially accessory uses. It breaks them down by size. And the sort of the size are under 100 feet, 100 to 200 feet, and over 200 feet, basically. It establishes setbacks, and the setbacks are that the wind turbine or windmill needs to be set back at least the distance equal to the height of the turbine. The thought being that way, you know, it falls, it's on your property. I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen. But all of them need to be assembled, installed, and maintained in accordance with manufacturer's instructions. And the applicant needs to submit an engineering certification, which would require, you know, a PE certifying that the foundation complies with applicable standards, you know, so that there's some review in terms of how it's fixed to the ground. With regard to windmills that are 100 to 200 feet, again, the setbacks equal to the distance of the height of the turbine from the property line. And they also have the requirement that they have to be on a piece of property that's at least 5 acres. And then on 200 feet or more, again, it has to be a 5-acre size piece of land for the minimum. The same setbacks equal to the height, the engineering certification that the other three talk about. And then there's some noise analysis that are applied to that to make sure that it's not a nuisance on neighboring or adjacent properties. So basically the county was required to take some action in this regard based on that state law that was put into place in 2010. And so this is a product of that. And it's come about with meetings between me and Mr. Moore and Patrick Vanderslice and Lawrence and Shane and Al Godwin, I think, and maybe others along the way. Lawrence, I don't know if you remember.
Well, the one thing we did do is that we didn't include the decibel studies necessary that are in the state law.
Right.
Because DENREC does enforcement on noise anyway, so we took it out of our regulations.
Absolutely, right. And we're not set up to enforce that either.
No, and we're not set to enforce it. What it does, as Vince said, it does eliminate the process of going through the Board of Adjustment for a special use exception for a wind turbine or a windmill, because state law required it to be done that way. Really, we're trying to bring our code in up to the state law.
Yeah.
The only thing the state law doesn't cover is height. So if that's the reason we came up with a 0 to 100 and 100 to 200, 200, 300, and if somebody wants to go any higher, they're going to have to go. We're going to have to go to board.
Yeah, I guess at
that
point.
I guess you can't reject that because it's trying to go higher than what the law provides. So
right.
That would be the only thing you really go to the board.
Well, and you still would have to deal with, you know, the big setback requirements based on the height of the windmill in that case.
And since these regulations, well, the one regulations, all of them, if the regulation says you got to, you can't, the setback's the height of the tower, that would be the tower plus the length of the blade.
Right.
Above the tower. And you can't apply for a variance. I guess you can't apply for a variance from the setback, but the state law says the same thing. That's the whole purpose of doing away with the board.
Yeah.
Is there a mention to the number of wind turbines that can be put on a property?
There's a reference in the ordinance. Let me see if I can find here. Most of the first pages, first two pages are typically where you eliminate it from the special exception clause. Let's see which one it is. It's in here.
Third page, 115.94.4. Yeah. Section 18.
115.194.4. Got better eyes than I do. I don't see it.
Where it says the number.
Oh, it says only one wind turbine. Talking about the number of turbines. Yeah, only one wind turbine should be allowed per lot under the subsection. That would be under A. A1 under 194.4 at the bottom. Third page, right there. Under number one. Only one wind turbine. And there's another reference in the another section.
If you had a 20-acre lot, you could still only put one wind turbine on it.
Right.
No, you could put more than one on it. Yeah.
Not in that first one.
Oh, not in the first one.
Not right. Under A.
But under B, you could. But that.
Yeah, I thought I was looking for how it written.
Yeah, because B talks about greater than 100 feet but less than 200 feet or where two or more windmills are proposed.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, so that's where you got to have at least 5 acres to get above 100 feet or more than one windmill.
And that number would be unlimited after two.
Yeah, subject to all the setback requirements. You're going to be space limited at some point.
Yeah.
And then that goes also with C.
Same.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Any other comments, John?
That's where you get in. That's where you would get into the wind. You could get into the turbine farm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone?
Error.
Any comments before we solicit the public? Gentlemen, good. All right, then. Is there anyone here with an interest in speaking regarding the ordinance amendment relating to wind turbine and windmills? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning.